That is the sound of the ninth kilometer for runners as they make their way into Folsom Field to finish the famous Boulder Boulder. The annual 10K has been missing for the last 2 years due to COVID, but the race made its triumphant return to Boulder on Monday. Bagpipes and drumlines may be a little bit out of the ordinary for a 10K, and that's because the Boulder Boulder is no ordinary race. It has been named America's all-time best 10K by Runner's World and is the seventh largest running event in the world. Half of Boulder gets shut down so that over 50,000 participants can run through the streets. The running crowd is filled with a mix of all kinds of runners. Professionals lead the pack while those looking to just have a good time hang behind them. The bagpipes and drums are only a small part of the festivities that are alongside the runners on the course. To find out some of the other parts, I talked to a few participants.
What keeps y'all coming back?
The costumes. Absolutely the costumes.
And oh man, there were a lot of them.
I'm Captain Hook. Actually, we're going to meet up with the rest of our family. We're going to be the whole Peter Pan cast, basically. So we have Tinkerbell, Captain Hook, we have Wendy, the Crocodile, the Lost Boys.
We're Forrest Gump.
Oh, we are in the full wizard fits right now. We got the robes, the hats, a couple beards and whatnot, but
some wands.
Well, I'm Hermes. I'm actually raising money for the Louisville Food Bank. So figured I'd make bacon at the Boulder Boulder.
We are dressed up as Grecians wearing togas.
I got it with a bunch of friends last year. There's like 15 of us that all have banana suits, and I'm the only one who like keeps the tradition going.
I'm invisible, but only in front of a green screen.
But as fun as it sounds, it was not always easy running in character.
Well, the morph suit got a little tight. It turns out it doesn't breathe very well.
I was a little hot. I was a little too difficult, but we made it, right?
Itchy, hot.
I ran with the hook, and it is a sweaty hook.
There was another popular attraction that runners found on their run.
What makes y'all keep coming back?
The slip and slide?
Definitely the slip and slides.
Trampoline and two slip and slides.
Or slip and slides in the works.
Absolute
slip and
slides.
Live music, fun costumes, and slip and slides are great. But I cannot talk about this race without talking about another part for our 21 and up runners.
What keeps y'all coming back?
The mimosas and Bloody Marys on the course.
I saw some cartwheel, do a cartwheel and we drink. That was kind of fun.
I love the shots, the seltzers.
Vodka?
Beer along the way?
Getting drunk on the course.
We're doing it for the drinks.
First time we've done it fun and drunk.
All jokes aside, the biggest reason I found people come run this race is because of a combination of all of these things. A runner is hard-pressed to find themselves running next to a pirate while listening to live music after watching someone run through a slip and slide, all while being surrounded by thousands of people cheering you on from the base of the Flatirons. You can't get that anywhere else. That kind of atmosphere and sense of community can only be found here in Boulder.
We just heard it was awesome and a whole lot of fun.
Just love it up here, man. It's a great time.
Everyone was super nice around. There was like lots of support.
It's a great race.
It's
really fun.
Support. Yeah. The fans, the cheering.
The cheering.
Yeah. Those young runners.
Yeah.
It's always a good event. You know, the people and the motivation and stuff.
Well, coming off of COVID, this was an awesome time to reunite with all the people of Boulder.
While the Boulder Boulder is technically a race, for most, it's an experience. Until next year, for KGNU, I'm Jimmy Searfoss.